The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterowe II with coming to you live out of Alaska. I'm sitting in for John today. And don't believe the polls. Don't listen to all this nonsense. Trump's going to win. He's got it won. But he's going to have to fight for it. But Trump will fight. And I'm relying upon Jay Sekulow. That's his main attorney. Smart dude. Really a smart lawyer. Extremely well-spoken. Very articulate. Like I say, I watched him during the Mueller trials. Nonsense. Do you realize that our president of the United States, duly elected, got very close to votes to impeach him based on no law, no crime, and no facts? A lie. Now that's a scary proposition. And then we got the Ukrainian stuff. Another lie. And the whole time, we got Hunter Biden and Joe Biden making deals with China, making deals with the Ukraine and God knows who else, getting money from the mayor's wife of Russia. And Hillary she's the one that made all this crap up, this nonsense. She's guilty. That's one of the things that they do. Always accuse the other person of what you're doing. Rules for radicals. Rules for Radicals, wrote the book, Saul Alinsky. And he dedicated the book to Lucifer. Does that tell you? And Hillary wrote a thesis on that. She was a star pupil and so was Obama. Always accuse the other person of what you're doing. And then you stir it up, you obfuscate it, you get it so screwed up. The people don't know what to believe. They're doing that now in Pennsylvania. Oh, we have votes coming in. Oh, May, they don't have to have a postmark. They don't even have to have their signatures matched. What the hell? You can't do anything without identity and checking your signature and stuff. Unbelievable. The most important thing we have to keep our republic is voting for the type of government that we have given a limited power of delegation, a power over us to put us in jail if we break the law. And the signatures don't have to match? You got to be. And postmark? And, oh, we could just do that. We don't have a deadline to vote in. Well, let's just, how many votes do we need now? Well, let's see. Let's stop the voting. Stop counting and let's see what we can garner up here. You just literally, I'll tell you, I'm 78. I've never seen anything that even come close to this. I knew our government was corrupt. Ray of the FBI had this Hunter stuff, this hard drive and all that back in December. What'd he do? Nothing. That would have helped Trump in his impeachment. That would have got people hopefully indicted, including Biden. And we just sit on it. And all of a sudden, ooh, we found it. Yay. Only when it comes to And then nobody wants knows about it because, of course, the media has got a lid on it. And it's all Russian stuff. And it just, it's so nonsensical. Makes you just want to throw up your hands and go outside and scream at the world, what the hell happened to America? The colleges are teaching lies. The lower schools are teaching this nonsense. America was all a racist, all a piece of garbage. Well, if it's such a damn piece of garbage, get the hell out of it. Why don't you go back to wherever you want? Go to Cuba. Venezuela's looking for people. Absolutely. Venezuela would love to have you. Go teach it. Go try your socialism and communism down there and let me know how it works out. People that came up from Cuba down in Florida could sure give you some firsthand information of what old Castro was all about. He had a good story till he got in power. And then it's all about, it's me, 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 and you are just a little old thing, a little bug out there that I can squash if you don't do what I want. Democrats are actually committing treason because they're waging war against the laws of the United States. That's a definition of treason. And if you make any form of violence on that, that's treason. That's the definition of treason. That's what these rioters are doing. That's treason, what they're doing. They're trying to overthrow our republic. And that's treason. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go to the real facts of what's really going on. Because we can't talk about the facts. Because somebody might not like us. The hell with it. If we don't stand up and fight, we're going to lose our republic. And if we hadn't had Trump, it would be all gone. That man has changed the whole world. He's getting peace over in the Mideast. Instead of, like he calls it, blood in the sand. Why do we send our people over there to get in pissing matches between the Shiites and the Sunnis? They've been fighting since Muhammad. The Shiites think, though, the 12th Imam's coming back and he's going to be like Christ and I'm going to have to buy a prayer rug. Oh, you betcha. I don't think so. These people have been fighting for centuries. And now he's starting to get them to come to do peace. I don't know how he's doing it with Israel. And they voted for Biden? I wouldn't trust that man to take out your trash, let alone mine. Because he probably can't even find it without directions. They could have run a zombie and these people would vote for him. Hollywood, unbelievable. All these people in college, they're supposed to be so highly educated. Really? This is what higher education is all about? I don't think so. And our politicians, we got so many of them, they're just rottenly corrupt on the take. But I'm telling you what, when Trump gets back to be president, Bray will be gone, the CIA will be gone. He signed a thing to get rid of the these people that are embedded in there in the civil service. I would not want to be around when Trump gets reelected. Because then he's got nothing. He can do anything he wants as far as trying to bring our republic back. What he should do is, like Clinton, fire all these damn district attorneys in all these states. They're corrupt, most of them. They're damn Democrats. And a Democrat is a liar. Look at General Flynn. Sidney Powell took over. His initial lawyers were in bed with the other side. General Flynn, I mean, this guy is an American hero. Obama fired him because he wouldn't lie about ISIS. That's all you need to know about him, actually. And why did they get rid of General Flynn? Because he would have been in the Trump, and he would have caught on, and they couldn't have got by with this Russian nonsense. Trump didn't know all the inner workings that General Flynn did. General Flynn had been around. He knew how it worked. What have they done to him since? The government, the U.S. of A., which is not supposed to be the government. It's the government of the United States, but that's another whole story. But the government put in to dismiss with prejudice. Because what? We withheld exculpatory evidence, which is evidence that helps your case. There was no crime. There was no damn crime. How can you... Well, he pled guilty, so that's a sin. Oh, my God. Because they threatened to go after his son and his family. James in Vancouver, question or comment? How's Canada?
Yes, sir. It's a little bit rainy, but that election should have been called at 1 o'clock this morning.
It should have.
And Trump should have been declared the winner.
That's right.
That's the way I see it.
Just hang on, because it will happen. Trump will win, but he's going to have to fight for it. Like everything else, he's got to fight for every inch, because they're all a bunch of liars.
Well, my second comment about that is they're all taking money from outside sources that they shouldn't be. They're all being bought off, all these people that won't follow the law. When have you ever heard, I'm tired, I'm going to stop counting votes? That's all. Someone's paying for all this.
Right, and Trump come on and called it, says fraud. Oh, he can't do that. Sure he can. See, this is what I like about Trump. Trump stands for the Constitution, and he tells the damn truth. He's telling it like what's going on instead of, we got a little bit of thing. Them people are kind of tired, and we got to wait till we find some more ballots. We got to go out there and see how many ballots we need for Biden, and then we'll got to maybe what we don't need, postmarks on them, and yada, yada, yada. Baloney.
These people that are committing treason are being bought off.
They are.
That's my comment, and I appreciate your program, Ralph.
Well, thank you. Well, I have one on Sunday, by the way, for people that don't know. It's 5 to 7 p.m. every Sunday, and I have an IRS list, and it's $250 postal money order, or preferably Walmart, to get a year. I send you all of these cases and stuff that I'm working on and other cases, and I help people. I look up stuff, send it to you, and I've raised the price if you want to... my hard drive for $250, I'll buy the hard drive, and I'll give you about 500,000 documents. Stuff you'll never see. All kinds of all the dictionaries, Black's, Bouvier's, Funk and Wagnall's dictionaries, Unabridged, all kinds of government stuff, legislative history, all kinds of cases, briefs that I've got in modules to use. And I try to help people. I want people to get off your butt. Wake up and fight with facts. And I'll help you find it. And if you can't afford it, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Just tell me why you can't. I'll believe you. And I'll add you. Please, get on the list. And I got somebody that's going to be doing my homepage, so... Real soon, there's going to be all kinds of stuff available up there that, like what I'm going to be talking about with General Flynn. I downloaded his stuff, which I'm talking about. They went to the Court of Appeals. And the Court of Appeals, this Sullivan, that he's the one that nailed our Senator Stevens, he was the same crook. And he ended up getting off, but of course he lost to Baggage, another crook, Democrat. But he got off, and then of course he got killed in an airplane accident, so that was the end of Ted Stevens. But what's amazing is this guy gets amicus curiae, friend of the court, to file. What the hell does a judge need a friend of the court for? Then... He goes for they rule against him on the three-man thing, and then he goes for a en banc, which is the whole court, which you got to be a party to a case to go en banc. That's the rules, man. As Biden would say, oh, man. That's the rules. And they took it. And they ruled in his favor. Said, with post-haste, go down there and deal with it. So what does he do in the United States District Court? Sidney Powell and the government and even the federal practitioners filed in that under a whole bunch of ex-prosecutors and lawyers said, Judge Sullivan, what the hell is wrong with you, boy? If you put it just like in a football game, when the two teams leave the field, the referee has no game. You can't prosecute because you're not an executive. You can't be prosecuted because you're not the defendant. So why are we here? And you know what he did? He made everybody file briefs, and then he went back after the government says, I want you to put under the penalties of perjury that the information that you did is true and correct. Forget about there's no crime and all that. They lied to get here. So the government come back and said, okay, all of the stuff we put in, it's all true. It's all correct under the penalties of perjury. It's been sitting there now for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, about a week. Because he ain't got nowhere to go. He's looking for something to hang it on Trump. See, I listened to the audio when he got to Sidney Powell. She talked to the president. What did you talk about? She said, don't pardon him. Why? Because when this is dismissed, he's going to get a chunk of money. Because they have run, they bankrupt him and ruined his reputation. And her, the government attorney, has both been good, and his federal practitioners. And now he's sitting on it, so probably as soon as Trump is declared the winner, finally, he'll probably maybe turn General Flynn loose. Sidney Powell is an amazing attorney. Tom in Florida, question or comment?
I was watching a video of my daughter had shown me about this Arizona election. They have these girls, they said with the Sharpie pencils, and they were bubbling up the ballot. And that, right there's so much corruption in Arizona with this fraud of election fraud, and the Democrats are getting away with it. And I wonder if Trump's going to call it out. Now, Candace Owens is already claiming that there's so much fraud going on with this election. It's unbelievable. But I just want to ask you this. In the District of Columbia, what I saw at a number, I want to ask you this. In the District of Columbia, 93% of the people in District of Columbia voted for Biden, and 7% voted for Trump. What is in that? What is the demographic of Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'll tell you, it is the location for the government and how they have any electoral college votes, which is 3, beats the hell out of me. Because it's because, you see, in D.C., they actually say they're a qualified elector and it's a citizen of the United States. So how can they have the same standing? They're qualified electors. See, you're not a qualified elector in the state that you're in.
That's correct.
No, you're not. And how they get you, they use the Buck Act. You're deemed to be in a federal area. That was done in 1940. They do the 1939 Public Salary Act, where the state said to the feds, hey, you can tax us, and the Fed said, okay, you tax us, and we'll tax us, and we'll screw the people. That's a fact.
Exactly. Now,
and then they created the National Voter Registration Act, and it's only for federal offices. There are no elections for any public officers, and they print this stuff. It's in Title 52. And if you want it, email me, and I'll give you the statute. You can read it yourself.
I believe you, Ralph. Now, listen, I agree. Now, what I want to say is, first off, when this bumbling Biden, if he takes over the presidency, which I don't know if he is or he isn't, more likely he probably will because the Zog is behind him, he's going to probably maybe try to defund the police even more. But here's what's really perplexing to me. How many Afro-Americans really voted for President Trump after all he has done for them? No president in our history, except maybe Lincoln, stuck their neck out and done more for the Afro-Americans. And what was their final tally? As far as their voter percentage.
I haven't heard it, but I don't know. Why are they always voting Democrat? I mean, Baltimore, all the schools in Baltimore, which are primarily Democrat, they couldn't pass a damn basic math and English. Does that tell you something's wrong with the schools?
You better believe it's all in the schools.
Hold on a minute. We got to go to break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, well, we're all back here. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, RL.
Yeah, go ahead. If there's any question or comment, yeah. I got a couple other people coming, waiting.
Yeah, I just want to say this. Claudius and Pivens are the one that gave these demon rats the theory of doing this mail-in ballot. I've been saying for a year that they were going to steal this election. I've been saying for a long, long time that Trump should have cleaned up the voting rights deal, and now it's come back to boomerang, because what happened? They allowed these stuff. This coronavirus is nonsense, what they're doing. But I don't care. The people still go to restaurants. People go to the driver's license, the DMV. They go get their driver's license. They put their mask on. They stand in line. There'll be like 40, 50 people in line. They should have never allowed. If you're only time they should allow the mail-in ballot is if you're 55 years or older. Any of these young people that are under 55 years old should never have been allowed to have a mail-in ballot. They should have went to the polls and voted in person. And they should have ID. You should have cameras in the booth watching you when you you fill out your ballot. They should have a little camera in that little booth there to watch everything you're doing. This is nothing but a big scam by Zog. The Zog agents are behind this whole deal. It's nothing but Zog. And you're going to have Kamala Harris running the government and probably Ralph in 6 months to a year. Bumbling Biden can barely talk. How's this guy going to give a State of the Union speech? The guy can barely talk right now. He's a bumbling idiot. They're going to wash this Hunter Biden thing under the table. Okay? You know what BLM stands for? Biden Laptops Matter. Biden Laptops Matters. That's what that stands for, BLM.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, just keep faith in Jay Sekulow. He says Trump's going to win. We're not going to let him get away with it.
Well, I hope so, Ralph. But you know what? If whatever happens, how it does, this is going to lead into a revolution. going to lead into a second revolution. And the thing is, 1860 is 2020. I hate to tell you. Yep. Zero, zero, that add up.
That is. Right. I just can't believe that people would vote for something like this. I mean, you don't want to have any borders. So that means you just open up your house. See, the first thing I'd do if I were doing that, I'd have a bus and I'd be dumping them people off in front of Pelosi and Schumer's place and say, hey, just head on in there. He says, come on in. Yeah, right.
White women, Ralph. White women sold out their own compadres, their own compatriots. The white woman has backstabbed the white males in this country, and it's sick. And it's disgusting. That's all I got to say. It's disgraceful what the white women have done to our country. Thank you.
Okay, Mitchell in Tennessee. Question, comment? We got a couple of callers here. Let's see how much time we got left here. Oh, yeah, we got time for three or four more callers. Yeah, absolutely. Mitchell, Tennessee, go ahead. Question,
hey, Ralph, what's going on? Listen, I just wanted to tap your knowledge base and get your opinion on some things. I want to go to the founding documents. Let's go to the Declaration of Independence. It says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator. Then it says, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Right.
The first thing I want to ask, I want your opinion. Ralph, are those the only unalienable rights, or are there more?
No, what they did is they did it in generic terms. The whole Constitution is written with that generic to cover broadband because you can't identify everything. Because as soon as you start doing that, you've gone down the road. And they relied upon people that were smart and that were honest to do this. People that had morals. That's, if you go look at the definition of office, hold office under the English common law, the federal government has to use the federal common law. We're supposed to have people that are honorable that hold public office. And we don't do that no more.
No, you just nailed the problem of 2020.
It is.
It does suggest that, Ralph. It says that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Right.
So it suggests that there's more than those three. But you know, this is based on John Locke and St. Thomas Aquinas and stuff. And so John Locke was and Thomas Jefferson, who wrote this, obviously, you know, John Locke, these British philosophers were the rock stars of their day. John Locke said the unalienable rights, the big three, were life, liberty, and property. My next question to you is, what happened to property? Where did it go, and why was it removed?
The reason why we don't have property, because citizens of the United States can't own property. We flipped that over in 1966, and that's codified today in 42 United States, 1981 and 1982. They had the same rights as white citizens. It's for the Negroes only, and they only gave them civil rights. They didn't give them political rights, and I got cases that them say so. They give them civil rights.
Ralph, real quick. According to John Locke, and that's what influenced Thomas Jefferson when he was writing the Declaration of Independence, property has two meanings. Property is in possessions, and property is in self-ownership. So by removing, saying you don't have an unalienable right to property, is it saying that you don't have the right to own yourself?
No, well, we don't know our status. Our status is the problem of a character. So you take on the character of a citizen of the United States, which you can do in certain areas to get access to Congress and all that stuff. It's called the character. It's the same thing as you take on the character of a tenant. If you want to go to court, then you have that character as a tenant or a character of a landlord. But that doesn't give you, that's not your citizen status. That's not who you are. And that's
okay,
the key
the
about
status,
us.
That all that came with the Constitution. Was that, I mean, what you're talking about, was that prevalent? Were they discussing that when they were talking about unalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence?
No, they already knew that everybody was going to be a citizen in one of the several states. They already knew that.
For God knows where. Okay, real quick, is unalienable rights?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. We'll get you answer after we get back.
Learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Well, we're back. And this is Ralph sitting in for John. You still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, you had a final question?
Yeah, I was just inquiring about the inalienable. Unalienable,
I think it says, instead of inalienable, I think.
It says unalienable. Well, Ralph, there's a question right there. Is there any difference between unalienable, unalienable, and inalienable?
You know, I don't know without looking it up. You asked me a damn good question, and without looking it up in dictionary, and I'm not going to answer that.
Real quick, Ralph, it says inalienable rights are natural rights that only exist if recognized by a country's constitution. It says inalienable rights are natural rights with which all humans are born. Governments might wrongfully violate them, but can never take them away. Here's my question. With the latter part of the Fifth Amendment, or let's go to capital punishment. Isn't that taking away an inalienable right?
I'm sorry, go to what? I missed the word. What's the what? Go to where?
Capital punishment. You have an unalienable right to life. And wouldn't the capital punishment be taking away an unalienable right of life?
No, I don't think so. No, I would disagree with that. That's a whole other subject. But the bottom line is, if we agree that there are people that should be killed, and there are people that, in my estimation, should go meet Satan.
Right.
Okay?
I'm speaking in terms of, is it the removal of something that here, unalienable means you can't transfer it, you can't take it away, but doesn't taking away someone's life, doesn't that take away their right to? It takes away all the rights. It takes away
because they forfeit it when they've committed most heinous crimes, and we have the right to say who lives or dies. Okay? I got a couple other callers. I don't want to cut you, but I want to give a couple other of these people a chance to answer. Got any other real short question?
Do what?
I got a couple other callers. I want to give them a chance for questions, too.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for calling. Let's see. You were Michael, Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Question, comment?
Just in the voter election guide, the information pamphlet, and I faxed it to a bunch of people. Apparently in Cal Unicornia, it's my new name for California, I stole it. Apparently they're going to be accepting mailed-in ballots until Friday, November the 20th. So I'm wondering how close is Alyeska Resort to Front Sight? Because I think I'm coming up to Alaska. And have you read, or does anybody in the circle have access to Kent, K-E-N-T, commentaries on American law?
I may have that in my, I have the book. I don't know if I've scanned it or not. I'll have to check and see.
Oh, cool. Okay. Hey, have a great rest of your show, and thank you so much for all your work, and God bless the Republic.
Well, we're fighting. I'm telling you, we got a brief here going in on Mooney's case, and we got one going in Curtis Lyson in North Carolina, where we're taking on the court system and the whole state of North Carolina. It's a sovereign state of the United States of America, so we're going to see where all this goes, because nobody's doing it. That's what's amazing.
Dude. I know. People are just too lazy. You know, the Gutenberg printing press, 1462, and now everybody's been shoved into the screen sickness. And I want it in print. I want to write it by hand. And I want it signed, sealed, and delivered, baby.
Well, I tell you what, like I've talked before, Trump has made the W-4 constitutional. This is where you have to volunteer to have your, quote, statutory employer, not your regular employer, to take out money, because there's no authority as a withholding agent. That's only for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. That's in 7701A16. So what he did, they used to have a little box 7 where you could say, you know, no money withheld, but you had to modify it because it was a trap. Trump changed that. So now the W-4 is constitutional, because all of these 1040s and the W-4s, these forms are called implied in law. It's an offer where you say, I want something, but you don't have to do a damn thing on the other side.
So, and that reminds me, the system is so broken. I finally just last week got my Donnie dollars, you know, my Trump bucks. And I had been trying to get a hold of it because I paid into it for my whole life at California rates. And the IRS is so broken, Ralph. They sent me 2017 forms, which would have been tax year 2016. I'm like, hey, I'm a non-filer. I need the tool. I ain't going on the internet. I'm not using your creepy system. I'm going to do it by hand. And I'm like, I'm sending a postcard to Trump, and then all of a sudden, I got my check.
I can't cash it
because nobody's got any money.
I did the same thing. I got a check, and how I got mine, I go on the White House homepage, and you can send an email to Trump, and
I don't use the computer anymore, Ralph. I'm done. I quit. I'm an Amish farm girl, and I'm done.
I went in there, and within a week, I got my $1,200 because I'd been screwing around with the IRS because I'm a, quote, nine-faller. I quit in 1995, and I ran a business, a $2 million business, and I never filed a damn thing since 1995, and I quit. Of course, they got me out of business in 2001. But anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you, too. Have a good one.
Yep, Wayne in Texas. You're up next. Question or comment?
Ralph, hi. Good information tonight, as usual. Thanks a lot. Reason I was calling was, I came across some information on the website called Gateway Pundit, and one of the screenshots showed a Michigan vote update, and the crux of it is that when Michigan had 91% vote in, Trump was up by 208,000 votes. When they updated it 2% up to 93% of the overall vote, the plus was 140,000 votes total. They all went to Biden. Trump's total did not change at all, even though 140,000 votes came in. And so that allowed Biden, obviously, to really cut the lead down quite a bit from where it was. And then, you know, the other nonsense going on took it from there. So it's on, again, Gateway Pundit, and I would ask people to look it up and share it because it's vote fraud 101 right there, the way they did that. But my question is, this being the case, when Trump's lawyers go into Michigan, Wisconsin, what court do you think they're going to probably go into, and what's going to be their main argument?
Well, federal court's going to be fraud because they broke all kinds of federal election laws. See, the bottom line is, if we had a frickin' damn FBI, that's federal law. They should be there. They're out investigating a bunch of Trump people chasing Biden out of Texas or some frickin' damn place down there in a bus. And the FBI, Ray, he is a deep stater of the highest degree. The FBI should be there, but Trump doesn't have unlimited powers. He's got to depend on these other guys. He can't do everything. I mean, God, look at what he's accomplished in 3.5 years.
Yeah, but what can his lawyers do? I'm sure they're well aware that the FBI is not going to be helpful, but do you see his lawyers using some kind of argument against the election officials personally for, like, violation of oath?
Probably. I don't know, but I'll tell you what Ralph is going to be doing, because I got a guy that's doing my homepage, Mark. And I've got a bunch of these cases. Like, I got this stuff that I downloaded out of General Flynn, and I'm going to be talking about. Let's see how much time we got left here. We got enough time. I'm going to be talking about another case where they're giving illegal stuff out of Cook County, Chicago. And what I want to do is put these cases out of Pacer. I pay Pacer 10 cents a page. And I want to highlight them. I want to pick these cases so people that don't have access to it and don't have the legal expertise, so that they can read some understanding and then go look at these actual briefs. That's where you learn what's going on. I want to see what they wrote. I don't want to have somebody feed me a bunch of crap. And what I'm going to be talking about in a minute is what happened in Cook County about regulations. It went to the Seventh Circuit, and actually our Barrett, Supreme Court Justice Barrett, she wrote a dissenting opinion on this,
right.
What I'm going to be talking about. I mean, she's going to be probably one of the best judges we've ever had.
Hope so. And real quick, Ralph, same applies to Pennsylvania, where it's such a critical state. When you see election officials directly using directives to change their, in direct conflict with the state constitution and actually state election law, passed by the legislature, but they're coming around all that with their little rules and whatever. Do you see them, same thing, being personally liable for, even election fraud, or do you think skip by that?
I don't know how they're going to do it, because I don't have enough facts to know the actual. You have to have the fact of what they were doing, and I've not researched it out, so I don't know. But I'll tell you what I will be doing. As soon as I find one of those, I'll go in and I'll download it on Pacer and I'll make it available on my homepage or on my IRS list. So I highly recommend get on my IRS list and you can see what they're doing. People need to see the stuff. We need to be transparent. We don't need to have somebody feed this junk.
Absolutely. Okay, Ralph, I'll let you go.
Sure. This case that I'm talking about here is about illegals in Chicago. But old Chicago, old crazy gay lesbian piece of garbage up there. God, oh, frickin' mighty. Unbelievable what that woman has done, Chicago. They're killing, the blacks are killing each other, just slaughtering the hell out of each other. Unbelievable. I don't know why they're putting up with it. I don't know why they put up with Lightfoot. I think that's her name. It just makes me so... if it wasn't for the innocent people getting hurt, what I'd like to say is burn, baby, burn, and shoot the hell out of each other. But unfortunately, we can't do that because there's so many innocent people getting hurt by these gangs, MS-13, and all these other druggers and all these other people. And we got people like her and these Democrats, and the council wants to defund the cops? You got to be kidding me. Who in the hell in these... lower income or medium income, how are they going to do? You can't defend yourself because they put you in jail. These damn Democrats. God, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, there was a case filed, and let's see here. What was the case number? Let me get over here and pull this up. I had this up here a minute ago. Let's see. This is a case number. This was filed. This is Cook County, Illinois, and it's case 1-19-CharlieVictor6334. And it was Cook County, Illinois versus Kevin, the Homeland Security. And they're wanting to give all these illegal aliens all kinds of benefits without going into all the stuff. But here's the killer. They cite two regulations only, CFRs. And they use the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. And I'm telling you, I know an awful lot about administrative law. 1946, sections 3 and 4. And there's two types of regulations that touch we, the people. These people aren't elected by anybody. I don't know who the hell they are. I don't even know if they're in America. But when they do regulatory law, they use CFRs. They only affect citizens of the United States, and that's a fact, easily proven. But to have what's called the force and effect of law, can you look at a CFR and tell if it has the force and effect of law? And the answer is unequivocally no. That's an unequivocal no. And they used only two CFRs. Let me get to them here. This is in their complaint. 6 CFR 15.30 and 647 CFR 54.409. And let me go down to see what those were. It's unbelievable here. I don't know what to say anymore. Again, it's just, does it have any effect to you or me? What is it? What do those things do? The 6 CFR is called an implementing regulation. You know what an implementing regulation is? It's a regulation that has no force and effect of law. It's also called an interpretive regulation. It's for their internal BS of the regulation. It has nothing to do with you or me. They call it an implementing regulation. This is in their complaint. They admit it. But the average person is not going to know this because, God, it's hard to find this. And then the other one is 47 CFR, section 54.409. That's eligibility to consumer telephone and internet subsidies based on the fact of receipt of some benefit bullshit. It's just unbelievable. Do you know, can you explain to somebody about CFRs? We're being ruled by them, folks. All your gun laws, all your child custody, everything is all the child custody, slavery, deadbeat dads is all under what? CFRs. Yeah. It's all CFRs. And I got them for every state. They're all federal regulations. So the question becomes, if I look at something, a CFR, like 47 CFR, section 54.409. Does that reach me? If I look at a statute, even though these codes are BS, codified law, do I have to go back and check and see if the House of Representatives passed it, and the Senate passed it, and the president signed it, or it was vetoed and we got a two-thirds? Do I have to go back and check all that before I say, yeah, that actually applies to me? Of course not. Actually, none of them do. That's the other story. But it's taken as a fact. When they charge you with a statute, you don't have to go back and check all that. Can you do the same thing with the Code of Federal Regulations and the unequivocally, damn, absolutely, positively not? Absolutely not. I'm going to type in this, excuse me here, CFR, and I'll tell you what it says in Westlaw, that there's only two types of CFRs. that have what's called the force and effect. That's called the color of law. They look like if you are of that character. Look like Chrysler V. Brown. But there's two things they got to do. This is under the federal, the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, Section 3 and 4. It's codified today in 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. And what do we got to... Did they teach you all this stuff in school? Of course not. These damn lawyers don't even know this stuff, most of them. Because they never looked it up. I found a Senate report. Just lined it all out. Thank you. So, let me just type this into Westlaw. Just this quick. I can go into Westlaw here, and I'll just type in, I'll log in, and I'll go look. And I'll log in just a minute. And what am I going to find? 6 CFR 15.30. Does that have any bearing on you and me? Let's do 47 CFR pipe. Part 54. That would happen to come up first. Guess what it says? Because there's two. There's the called the formal and there's the informal. And so what does that mean? The formal, it has to make a proposed rule. It has to state it's in compliance with the 5 U.S.C. 553B, means it's formal. They're making a rule, federal rule, it's force and effect of law. And they have to have comments. Step two, they come back and do a final rule. And they have to say again, we're doing 553B. And then they're supposed to use D, which 30 days later it goes into effect. You know how many of those I've seen? None. And I've looked at thousands of them. Thousands of them. They don't do them. And the IRS admits in the briefing, they admit that we're not going to do that. Because they can't. You see, the devil can only con us. He can't do the real truth. But he's good at conning. And they say at this one here, the 5 USC, let's see, let's see what it says here on this. This one just talks about it's got to take 30 days after this one that they're talking about here. Let me type in the other one here, 6 CFR, because this other one is 6 CFR, section 15.30. And we'll bring it up, and I'll just search on 553 just this quick. Excuse me. Dang. Where is it? Where is 553? Where is it? Where is 553? Huh? Think with it. It ain't there. It ain't doing nothing. It don't do anything. Let's see if I got it typed in right. 6 CFR 1538. General prohibitions against discrimination. There is nothing there. It's not a formal or informal. Okay, what is formal? It has to say 553 in the beginning rule and the final rule, proposed rule and final rule. And then they got to wait 6 months. Congress looks it over and says, yeah, you guys did a good job of calling those people. The informal. This is the killer. They come in and say, oh, it's not in the public interest. And it's not required. And something else. They do that all the time. Or they leave it out. But if they put that in and say, oh, no, it's not in the public interest, the Congress said you can't do that unless you declare an emergency. Why are you not doing formal? They never, ever declare the emergency. There are no regulations that have the force and effect of law. And I looked in this whole briefing, and nobody brought any of this up. It's mandatory. It's mandatory. John in MI, what is that? Where's MI? Mississippi?
Michigan,
okay.
Oh, Michigan.
Oh, my God. Hey. Yo, you got a beautiful governor up there. She's a beaut.
Oh, God, she's wonderful.
Terrible. Hey, I got a question on the W4 real
What's
quick.
What's your question or comment?
On line number 5, it says
still there?
Total number of allowed a year.
Hello?
It says, hello, Ralph, you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead. What's your question or comment?
Oh, on line 5, it says total number of allowances you're claiming. What do you put for that?
I'm sorry, I didn't
if
understand
you're
that.
Do the exact...
I didn't understand you. Say that again, please.
On the W-4.
Yes?
On line number 5, it says total number of allowances you're claiming. What do you put down for that?
If
you're
okay. Email me, and I'll make one out. Okay, what it says is, read the instructions. Down, you have to fill out your name and Social Security number. Then down below 4, D, or C, you have to write in the word exempt. You have to physically write
it
in.
That's on line 7.
No, there ain't no line 7. That's the old ones.
Oh, is it?
Oh, absolutely. They've changed it. It's constitutional now, and here's why it's constitutional. It's called an implied law. They're offering you a contract. And when you modify it by your hand and you write in the word exempt, you are sending them back your implied in law contract. And when they accept that, they're done. They accepted it. Really important.
So don't put anything down for total number of allowances you're claiming.
Okay. If you read the 20, get a copy of the W-4 for 2020. You don't do any of that stuff.
No, I didn't.
Because it has no application.
Okay.
All it tells you in the instructions on the left side down there about the second paragraph. You put in your name, Social Security number, and you go down before all the other stuff, fill out nothing, but you have to print exempt. But the reason why you have to write it in, because that makes it your offer back to them. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, and then you sign it. That's it. That's all you fill out. And as soon as they accept that, then they're stuck because they accepted your implied in law contract. And you're done.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's all I got, Ralph. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I wish more people would do it because Trump is changing this stuff. Somebody is under Trump, but it is constitutional because the IRS 1040 is an implied in law contract. You are volunteering, and the IRS has no obligation back to you. A contract, a true express. Well, we're done. Anyway, thanks for listening, and God be with us, and Trump's going to win. Hang in there.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Take America back. We must take America back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.